is your boy DJ Fluff 313 with Perfect Moments. Basically, today, you know what? Let me give you a warning symbol real quick. If you hear me driving or something like that, it's because I'm driving. Like, the windshield wipers are on. It's a rainy day in Detroit. It's the day before Easter and everything else. Now, that's a good point real quick. Easter is actually a really good point. I want to talk to people about something. And, you know, it kind of set your mind frame somewhere. You know, hopefully it's in the right direction. But, okay. Just basically thinking of some stuff. I was thinking today that maybe the average person, that sounds like a person name. I hope not, but the average person don't really humble themselves enough. What I basically mean is, you know what I'm saying? I want a lot of people to be great. I want people to be great no matter what. But also, I want you to be great, and then I want you to humble yourself. Just because you work so hard at stuff that you wanted out of life, that don't mean a new car. You can go buy that. Anybody can go buy that. Come on. I'm saying the stuff you really want. Success, mostly. If it came with a car, okay. But I'm just saying, like, you be like, oh, a lot of people just be satisfied with just a car, a house, because that's literally what the wackest dream I ever heard of only say go get. The American dream is whack. That's over. It needed an update a long time ago. So I'm basically saying, hey, we definitely need to update that. But even with the American dream, our Easter and everything else, I meant by the Easter part is, if you're not familiar, the King of God, Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm getting it straight. I'm driving too. You gotta forgive me. Jesus went to different kings and washed their feet, and even I think one part, New Testament or Old Testament, don't tell you about this part. But I think he went to the homeless people, like people that was supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, like people that supposed to have been less than what he is, that stature wise, you know what I'm saying. He was the king of I can't say the King of Kings, because that's God, but he was basically royalty in so many people's eyes. But he still went and washed people's feet, a job meaning for a servant of the lowest of the low. Basically what he did was, let's just say, okay, let me put you an idea. Let me throw an idea in your head. Let's just say Jay-Z said, man, I got all this money. I'm married to Beyonce. We got these kids and everything else. But also on, let's just say, Easter Sunday, he said, hey, tomorrow, line up 10 to 12 homeless people. We're going to give them a place to live, to eat. A place to live. For a year, at least a year, trying to get them on their feet. No rent, no nothing. And not only just that, before we do, to show people that you should take care of the position that you're in and be humble, because it can be gone at any time, I'm going to go and wash these people's feet. I know. It's a little, like, in your mind, it's beneath him. Like, no, man, Jay-Z ain't out here washing feet. He out here on the beat. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me real quick. Just out of that mindset would change so many people. Let me tell you what I basically mean. If Jay-Z, I'm just using him as a reference, go out and wash people's feet and show people that what he's doing is he's honoring another fellow man. And not only is he honoring fellow man, that he's showing appreciation and showing that we're all human under God's eye. We're all his kids. under his eye. That's perfect example. I like the example. Like, sorry, I had to turn the heat off. Like, if he did that, that would bring me so much respect out of him. He's an okay person, you know what I'm saying? All right, whatever. And, you know, but I don't really know him personally, so I can't really tell you. Like, he could be a mass murderer. You'll just never know. But out of what I see, he's an okay person. But, you know, and let's just say same thing for Beyonce. The whole beehive. Beyonce have a giant platform. It's huge. Could you imagine if she say, hey, we need to do something about the less fortunate and stuff of that nature, and we do this, this, and this. You know. We basically, she did that and did something, but basically, I can't think of the word, but I'm saying, I always say beneath yourself, but you know what I basically mean. Like, basically wash people's feet and stuff like that. And they put it all over Instagram, and Jay-Z did the same. As millionaires, billionaires even, it will bring people to, like, oh my God, like, you don't have to be a billionaire and have this oh, look at me, I'm on top attitude. It's basically, no. Oh, look at me, I'm human like y'all are. I was just successful. I worked really hard at where I got, and I worked for a long time, and, you know, talent shows, and boom, I'm here. I would love it. I wish it was a way that y'all can comment and everything else on this one, because this is a good question right here. Like, how much success do you really want, and what would you do with it? Do you know what I mean? Like, with that being said, even with money, let's just say money. I asked so many friends, hey, bro, what would you do with $25 million right now? Some of my friends are complete idiots. I would have to say small associates, because it was bad. It was real bad. Somebody talking about, yeah, bro, what I'll do is I'll buy a couple pounds of crack. Hold on, what? What? Why? Why are you buying? I'm saying, like, that $25 million can be $125 million. No, bro, no, no. Why would you have to buy pounds of cocaine? You okay? You, $25 million, that's a good amount. You don't have to be the king of money. It's greed is taking over. You know what I'm saying? Then I got another homie that said this. He said, $25 million. Oh, I'm going to Vegas. Oh, you coming back broke? Because what Vegas gonna do is they gonna sniff out the like each and every person that comes into certain casinos. Probably all of them. I think what they do is they swipe your ID to make sure it's real, and they swipe your ID to do a data check. Check this person. Is he of wealth? If he is, bring him to this table. Make him play the slots. Do this. And it's basically like a temptation thing. It's like, hey, the more money you lose, the more money we getting. And is that really a place you really want to be? You're in a whole town of that? Vegas. Come on now. And they always tell you the worst thing ever that the devil would have told you if he would have been there. Hey, man, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What do that mean? What happens in Vegas can still affect you for your whole life. What happened in Vegas, God still see. Like, come on, man. A lot of people probably have a different faith system than I do. And that takes me into one more extra conversation and everything else. I know there's a lot of people can stand people cussing all day, every single word in the book. And I noticed a lot of people can stand people being belligerent all day and showing they ignorance and you know, and craziness all day, loud and everything. But as soon as you say the G word, as soon as you say a higher power, Lord, God, Allah, you know, Yahweh. So when you say these names, people get super uncomfortable. What should happen is, maybe we shouldn't probably get so uncomfortable. Maybe we should actually ask ourselves a question, because I know one thing. It's a lot of therapists be out of job if we did this. If we supported each other mentally more and made people not feel comfortable, but just ask, why do you feel uncomfortable with certain things? Just ask, and you should ask yourself. Also, why do I feel uncomfortable when I mention God or something? A lot of people always say, oh man, my grandma, man. Like, what's wrong with your grandma? Man, this is actually a true story. God took my grandma. That was my one love, man. I loved her to death. I loved her more than I loved myself. And all this other stuff. How God take your grandma? I'm saying, though, she was 80-something years old, and she passed away. How can God do that? That's basically saying, that's a little spoiled. Let me tell you how. And you know what? To a point, I feel guilty. I'm guilty of this also. So don't feel like I'm more powerful or no more than anything else. No. For a long time ago, I said the same thing about my grandma. But my grandma was a God-fearing woman. She was a great lady, I swear. She'll give you the shirt off her back. And that's basically one thing that, as people, that's one thing that we're missing nowadays. It's a lot of people out here is self, just me, and wouldn't do anything. But just back on my grandma, she wasn't that person, you know? She was great. I'm pretty sure she probably had a flaw or two. Probably so. But I didn't see it out of my years of living. And my mama didn't really see it. So I'm like, not saying that she was flawless. No. But what I'm saying is, I didn't understand why some, like, that was my grandma. She was so perfect. Why she couldn't live 100 years and she served God. She worshiped and everything. She helped so many people and so many different things in the name of God. But then I'm like, how can you take somebody that basically use you to teach? How can you take somebody that teaches the word of God and everything else just because she was 80 something? Now, the moral of the story is, I'm not that person that was saying this, but I know more people that was in the same predicament I was. But you gotta think of something. The Lord already said this life is temporary. Love me more, basically love the Lord more. So then you can't really question. You can question, but your answer, you have to open your eyes for your answer. You gotta think of something real quick. If my grandma would have stayed here, she had dementia. She started certain things wasn't going too well for her and stuff of that nature. But also, you gotta think of this. If my grandma would have stayed here, and basically you people suffer here, you know what I'm saying? Mentally, physically, emotionally, and everything. And you mean tell me that the good Lord seen that she had dementia and you didn't think she was going to call her home? What I'm basically saying is, I'm parking the car. What I'm basically saying is that because of my faith system, I know each and every person have a time that you're going to go. And at the time that I didn't understand, like, why did it take my grandma? It basically, let me see, how can I explain this? It basically was an eye opener when they took my grandma. I can't say took my grandma, it sounds like she went to jail. No, when God called her home, it was an eye opener. 2 years later.
The reason why I say 2 years later is because of the fact is I didn't understand until you got to open your eyes and open them ears. 2 years, I wasn't mad at God, but I was like, for real? Like my grandma? You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt for a while. But then after a while, I came to cope with it. Like, dude, if she would have been here, she already felt that she was a little bit of a burden on people. Then we moved to her house to take care of her, me, my mom's, my two brothers. And you know what I'm saying? That's what we did. And I was the oldest. So, you know what I'm saying? I did most stuff with my mom's and, you know, I just try my best, but still going to school and having fun and being a kid. And, you know, my mom's took on that responsibility. Like, no, my grandma basically took care of her. So now we're going to take care of you, grandma. So with that being said, that's not a selfish thing. That's a selfless act. And being a person of, yeah, being a person of God, it's basically, that's what he really want to see. He want to see more of you giving yourself to helping others in a good way. Like, literally, like yesterday, this was crazy. I tried my best to be selfless, but also sometimes it can bite you in the butt. So don't be too much selfless. What I mean is yesterday, so me and my wife in the car, and I just went and picked up trophies, real, real big trophies, right? And they're covering up the back seat and they in the trunk and everything else. A lady that we was in the grocery store with, because we were just coming from Kroger's, and a lady we was in the grocery store with, she was catching a bus. And we know she was catching a bus. She had three kids with her, three little girls. And we like, dang. And she said, I know y'all from somewhere, don't I? And like, yeah, our kids go to the same school. We was like, cool, okay. So with that being said, I was like, I seen her going to the bus stop. I'm like, and my wife said the same thing. Like, dang, I ain't know she was walking or catching the bus, not with them kids. And it was windy and cold yesterday. I'm thinking, like, should I take the trophies and duck them off in the alley and come back and drop them off where they need to be? And I'm like, because it's three of them. It's actually four. Four of them. The mama can get in the back. One can sit on the mama lap. And, you know, the other two in the seat. Hopefully somebody can get a seatbelt or two. But, you know. Then I'm like, let me see. Okay. Is it anywhere if I can... And I'm trying to debate and see how can I fit them in the car and everything else. Now, let me tell you the reason why I didn't. This is what the part to be careful about. The reason why I didn't do it is because this lady is a little crazy. Okay, let me explain. So this is the same lady that always be up at the school about to fight certain teachers and everything else for little bitty crazy, little itsy bitsy stuff. So with that being said, and when we seen her in the store, and she was like, I know y'all from somewhere. Like, yeah, our kids go to the same school. He's like, yeah. Now, let me tell you a little bit before that and a little bit after that of the story. Before, she was the first person in line, right? And she was the first person in line. She was on there debating. Now she had the bridge card, right? So she had the EBT. So, you know what I'm saying? Food stamps popping. And she basically had money on there, but she didn't want to get two things of sausages because the fact is she didn't say they was the right price or something like that. And they was bickering. She wasn't bickering, but she was going over it with the lady, like, Miss Lady, that cashier lady, you doing the wrong thing and all the everything else. And after a while, I was like, okay, this lady a little crazy. Okay. Like, it just kept going on. Then we get to our time and she go out the door, come back in the door. And she said, I think you charged me for something. I think I should get that. And it was like, ma'am, that's not a charge. No, nope, it's on my receipt. So basically, you can't prove that you didn't charge it. So I need that. I need them sausages that I was talking about. The lady was so fed up with her. She was like, huh, take the sausage. So the sausages, she put them by the side. But she was like, huh, put them in the bag and gave it to her. Huh, take the sausages. Nah, that was strike one. Then my wife was, when we bought our stuff and was walking towards the car, she was like, yeah, that's that crazy lady that be in school and stuff and everything else. And talking and being arguing with the teachers. Okay, so we get in the car and I'm like, oh man, they had the bus stop. And then, you know what I'm saying, all that went right out the window. And I was debating, should I drop this lady off? Especially them kids out in this cold weather. What do you do? It's a hard thing. Now, I decided, no, I'm not going to drop them off. Let me tell you why. Because earlier that day, somebody was just telling me that a lot of times when men do stuff for women and when little girls are present, all it takes for the mama or some adult to say, you looked at my daughter wrong, you touched me, or anything like that, you can have an eyewitness. And guess what? Your ass still going to jail. And we had this conversation early that day. Now, me, I'm a type of person that I pay attention to a lot of stuff. And maybe I probably pay attention to it a little bit more detailed than I should. But with that being said, and this lady a little crazy, and she got three daughters, and it's me and my wife in the car, and it's not a big car, I said, you know what? I'm straight. And I kept on minding my business. I felt guilty, but the part about it is, it's like, yo, I really want to drop her off, but also it'd be just my luck. My ass would have been locked up. And this stuff, this type of stuff happens all the time. Matter of fact, I'm about to do another show, another podcast. And I think next show I will basically be telling all the stories of all how I almost got locked up. A lot of stories. Matter of fact, because this was here, I'm basically, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna close this one out. The moral of the story is today, in these perfect moments, it's basically like this. I always keep God first. Hopefully you do too. We tend to do certain things differently because the fact is, this is all we know. As human beings, this is it. And hey, I tell atheists all the time, like, my granddaddy told me, and a whole lot of other people say, I'd rather have it and don't need it than to not have it and need it. What I basically mean is, what the it is a good relationship with the Lord. I'd rather have it. Well, I'm going to need it, but you kind of understand where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? Rather have it than not to have it. Because the fact is, if you die and you an atheist and you just believed in science and stuff like that, or you didn't believe in anything at all, and next thing you know, guess what? And figure out, oh, God is real after you die. Let's just say you in a line, and it's a line to heaven, right? Or it's a line to be judged, right? You're going to feel real bad. You're going to feel horrible. Because if it's a heaven, you know it got to be a hell. And the fact is, I'm not judging you or saying where you're going. All I'm saying is this. I'd rather have it and not need it than not have it and need it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to keep my smiles going up. Hopefully you got a smile on. Just thinking. This is thinking. I like to keep people thinking that people act like that's allergic. They have allergic reactions to it nowadays. But thinking gets you far. This has been your boy DJ Fluff 313. Oh, and P.S. I'm about to go in the house and literally work on another album cover. The fact that I was doing the album cover of the Empire Snacks Back not strikes back, it's snacks back, like snacks at the grocery store or whatever. I love the idea behind the thing, because, you know what I'm saying, maybe I'm a chubby kid, the DJ with a computer on his head. I say, whatever. Hey, whatever. No judgment here. But like the idea, but I did have a little bit of Star Wars references in there. And there was actually a couple of stormtroopers in there and stuff like that. I have to. It was even Patrick off of SpongeBob on it. On my website, you will see the old cover. You can go to DJFluff313.com and check that out. And there's a couple free ringtones and stuff on there, which I am about to update. So the summer coming, and basically update them and check it out and take a couple free ringtones. And you know what I'm saying? We just mixing some music, having fun and everything else. Music is my life. Love it and everything else. Audio is my, I guess, my career. I wish. But I just love what I do. So, this has been your boy DJ Fluff 313. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up and everything else. Hopefully, everything is going to go... I would have to say everything going to go better in everybody's life. It's 2019. And guess what? It's about to be summer. So, everything is going better already. And happy Easter for tomorrow and everything else. Hit me up! DJ Fluff 313. And check me out on Instagram. Thanks, y'all.